Along the offensive line, you have a pair of bookend tackles and a versatile guard with elite grades. Battling it out over the last few months for the top spot at tackle have been Texas's Leonard Davis and Florida's Kenyatta Walker. Davis is a real destroyer at 6'5 and a half, 370 pounds, showing steady improvement this past season as a pass blocker. With his ability to assist the running game by destroying defensive ends at the point of attack, he could ultimately figure as a super blue chip right tackle. Either way, it looks like he could end up with the Cincinnati Bengals at pick number 4. The athletically gifted Walker operated at right tackle with the Gators, but with the skill level the 6'4.5", 313-pounder brings to the table, he will be expected to emerge as a top echelon left tackle in the NFL. It'd be a quality addition to the Niners, who own the 9th choice overall. Michigan left tackle Jeff Backus figures for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers at pick number 21. His teammate Maurice Williams is also in the late first-round area. At guard, the super blue chipper is yet another Michigan Wolverine, Steve Hutchinson. A former defensive lineman, the tenacious 6'5", 315-pounder, takes the same approach to the offensive guard spot. And with his talent level, Hutchinson has the potential to earn a starting job at right tackle as well as guard in the NFL. It'd be a great choice for the Buffalo Bills, who own the 14th choice. Leading the way at center is Nebraska's Dominic Raiola. Look for the 6'2", 309-pounder to come off the board in round 2. Switching gears to the defensive side of the ball, the second strongest position in this year's draft is defensive tackle, where you could see 6 players end up on round 1. Florida's physically gifted 6'4", 325-pounder Gerard Warren shows future Pro Bowl-type ability. That's why he figures it's a strong possibility for the Arizona Cardinals to run the second pick in the draft. Next off the board at defensive tackle should be Georgia's Richard Seymour. The 6'6 and a quarter, 298-pounder doesn't turn 21 years of age until October, so he's just touched the surface of his future pro potential. He could end up being a key hole filler at defensive tackle for the Green Bay Packers at the 10th spot. After Seymour is chosen, it won't be long before his teammate at Georgia, Marcus Stroud, hears his name called. Look for the mammoth 6'6", 322-pounder to end up with the Pittsburgh Steelers at pick number 16. The other potential first-rounders at defensive tackle are Miami's Damian Lewis and Texas's tandem of Casey Hampton and Sean Rogers. Look for these three to draw attention from the Jets, Colts, and Rams. At defensive end, Missouri's Justin Smith is the primary headliner. Not only did Smith set a new Missouri single-season record with 11 sacks, but he also led the Tigers this past season with 97 tackles. The 6'4", 268-pounder plays the game with awesome intensity. He would be a great addition for the Atlanta Falcons, who are selecting at the 5th spot. Cal's Andre Carter has been a major force in the Pac-10 over the last 4 years, despite being keyed on as the top Golden Bear defender. He would be an option for the Jacksonville Jaguars, who own the 13th selection. Florida State's Jamal Reynolds was able to harass opposing signal callers with his edge pass rush skills, with his ability to chase down even the swiftest of quarterbacks the real attention getter. The Rams are a possibility for Reynolds at the 20th spot. Previewing the NFL Draft, I'm Mel Kiper Jr., ESPN.